stand. We're shivering on crutches, more dead than alive. It was Christmas 1985. It was the night they let me out of the hole. It was the night I caught the bus on my own, and the city slithered past the windows at the film that was just beginning. I was so excited, I nearly missed my stop. It was 9:45, I was hopelessly lost. I arrived pretty late, but you didn't seem to mind. We are not the first, but we are golden tonight. Like two little children under the covers, adrift in the night with the universe above us. And I'll be the dad and you'll be the mom, and we'll make out. We know what it is that we've done, but whatever it is, I know that it's only just beginning. Yeah. Trying so, so hard to act just like a grown-up. Everybody wants to grow up. Finally part of the new generation. Finally part of the pub conversation. And somehow this leads to mature life decisions, like the one that I heard of from Jeremy Sissons, who said he moved near the motorway because it was good for commuting. And I laughed in his face because I thought he was joking. But then I looked in his eyes and I saw was no joking, no, he was trying. Trying so, so hard to act just like a grown up. And it's so, so hard, and we're hoping that we don't get shown up. Cause everybody's got to grow up. Forget about Tina, get in a bad mood and buy a computer, and soon it will be time for some more food.
I know it's all about the journey.
at the final destination. But what if you get travel sick before you've even left the station?